Welcome back to Fostering Conversations, a podcast nurturing discussion centered around foster care, adoption, special needs, and child well-being. I'm your host, Intisar Siraj, digital content producer for Siraj Family Homes Incorporated. It was founded in 1984, and it is a national foster care agency specializing in serving children with special needs and therapeutic needs. Today, we're sharing the story of 11-year-old Jamaya Lipscomb from Gadsden, Alabama. She's found her forever family for the second time. She was placed in foster care initially after being born to parents who were addicted to drugs, and as a result, she has been diagnosed with a lengthy list of medical conditions.
Jamaya came to Siraj. She could not speak. She could not communicate. She was not potty trained. She could not sit on her own. There was no communication as if she had never even been around another human being. I mean, all the basics, the ADLs, not IDLs, the fine and gross motor skills, they were non-existent.
That was Ruth Staggs, a case manager with Siraj Family Homes. She's worked on this case for the last 7 months, and even she has seen how far Jamaya has come.
Well, she can speak, you know, she knows about 100 characters of sign language. She can take her own plate and cup to the sink. If you have 3 colors of towels and you tell her to bring you a specific color, she will go get that specific color. She can make her own bed. Where she is today is a totally different child to the child that came to Siraj so many years ago.
The list of accomplishments goes on, including her 5th grade graduation this year. She was able to do this with the consistent dedication of support teams from her speech and occupational therapist to Jamaya's new adoptive mother, Deborah Scott. Scott has fostered 32 children since she has started working with the agency in 2000.
I love her, and I believe she loves me. We do have a closeness. I'm a very stern disciplinarian. The kids need love, but they still need stability. And you have to be consistent with the things that you do. That is one thing that I found that helped me to raise my children, so I just implemented into the children that come into my home.
The love and commitment that Scott shows is clear, Stag says.
She has made sure Jamaya has never wanted for anything. Jamaya always looks beautiful in her clothes, her shoes. Her hair's always done well. Not once has she ever stated that this child was her foster child. This is my baby. No one's going to take my baby. She's just an amazing parent. In the last few months, I've had to go back in and correct my documentation because I forgot that she's her foster parent. And I was just documenting as her parent.
Scott fostered Jamaya for almost 7 years. She received Jamaya when she was placed back in the foster care system in 2013. Her case manager, Staggs, tells us why.
She had been adopted by a family who fell in love with her, but unfortunately, due to her extreme medical condition, they were not able to handle her at her full capacity. She was put back into foster care. She bounced around to a couple of foster care agencies before she came to Siraj, and she was placed with Deborah Scott, and Deborah Scott has had her ever since. She made the decision to go ahead and move for adoption after we found out that DHR, when a child turns 12, the special needs, that they moved them to a group home setting, which everything that this child has learned and grown from, she would crash and burn. She would lose, you know, this child would disappear psychologically. And she said, no, this child can't spend her life with me. You know, why did I do what I do? You know, I want her to be with me for the rest of her life.
Although Jamaya has a new adoptive mom, she'll still have the love from her original adoptive parents.
The original adoptive parents still stay in her life. She still gets to see them. They do still love her very much. And they did not contest the adoption. and Deborah made sure that they understood that they're still going to be in Jemiah's life.
I asked Scott how she felt about having such a complex blended family. She has her biological family and now her two adopted kids, because this is Scott's second adoption. And now she's including Jemiah's first adoptive parents.
It's nothing to it at all. We get blended families all the time, you know. It don't have to just be with the little foster children or adopted children. The way things are going now, everybody's blended. So it's just this everyday walk. It's the same. It's nothing different. Everybody want to be loved.
Again, that was Deborah Scott. Today we also heard from Ruth Staggs, and this has been your host, me, Intisara Siraj. Fostering Conversations is sponsored by Siraj Family Homes Incorporated and Al Haj Incorporated. Learn more at www.sirajfh.com.